This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 4th. God's word to you today is Unseen Reality. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3, verse 8, from the New International Version, and it says, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. If your Christianity is all about what you can see, then there is not much to be desired, even from the world. The difference between the church and a social club is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the supernatural. Daniel is showing us from his example that it is possible to walk in the supernatural if you are a child of God. The issue of the supernatural has been something that has intrigued a lot of human beings, Africans, Asians, Caucasians, everyone. The story is told of a professor in one of the universities in Nigeria. He was a believer and he was going through a lot of challenges. So he concluded that God had abandoned him and was not fighting for him. One day he went to God complaining that God had abandoned him and was not fighting for him. Then God told him he was going to open his eyes to see what actually goes on around him. So God opened the professor's eyes and he saw supernatural warfare like never before. His living room was literally a battlefield. Demons and angels were slugging it out. When he closes his eyes, he sees arrows flying on every side. In fact, he struggled to sleep for days. So he went back to God, pleading and apologizing. Please take it away. I can see you are fighting for me. His case was really serious. They had to call other Christians to pray with him. Be careful what you ask for. God may just show you so that you would know that you are not alone. When was the very first time that it dawned on you that the supernatural is real? I hope it has dawned on you that the supernatural is real, because there is actually more to life than meets the eyes. Don't wait until you have come face to face with the supernatural before you engage it. The earlier you learn, the better for you. Some people suffer from irreparable damages because they think as long as they do not believe in it, it cannot harm them. Whether you believe in high-tension cables or not, one touch will make you a believer. Years back, my wife was on a flight and there was really bad turbulence. You can imagine what it is like on the plane at such a time. People were screaming and scared. She was really scared too because she had never experienced that degree of turbulence before. So she started praying, and she heard something tell her to look through the window. Even though it was night, when she looked through the window, she saw an angel walking with the plane in its hand. As soon as she saw that, she gave God thanks and slept off. The fear went out the window, literally. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I open my life to the wind of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.